In the span of a week, local cleanup crews have gathered nearly 3 tons of garbage and waste from 2 small islands in the Willamette River. Complaints from Eugene residents prompted the cleanup at sites frequented by homeless people. KLCC's Brian Bull attended the most recent cleanup and has this report.
It's a warm summer morning, a beautiful day for a boat ride. But this excursion is no pleasure cruise. A city worker pulls my tethered boat across a small channel onto a sludgy beach.
Good morning, how are you? I'm with KLCC, Eugene's public radio station.
Welcome.
I've set foot on an island just off of Maury Jacobs Park, where a dozen homeless people are camped. The site is grassy and lush, but also thick with the odors of sewage, mold, chemicals, and smoke.
It has definitely become an unofficial campground for folks.
Joe Waxmunsky is Park Ambassador for the City of Eugene's Parks and Open Spaces Department. As we talk, about a dozen inmates with the Lane County Sheriff's Office walk by, carrying garbage bags bulging with discarded clothes and refuse. Some carry objects ranging from tent poles to an old car battery. It's all piled into the boat, then emptied into a waiting truck on shore. This process goes on all morning. I ask Waxmunsky why the crew is leaving a large cooler alone.
There could be fecal matter in there. There could be rotting, decomposing flesh from food. There might be needles. Any container, like a bucket or a cooler, we really don't open that because in the past we've experienced those being used as toilets or disposal for other hazardous materials. So we're just going to refer to those products to qualified hazmat individuals.
Other hazards are hypodermic needles, which can potentially transmit HIV or 2 types of hepatitis. Tony Brown is a seasonal worker with Eugene City Parks. He rattles a container of needles found at this island camp.
We're looking at like 30, somewhere near
30 sharps.
A previous cleanup near Ferry Street Bridge scored about 100 needles.
We encounter all manner of different hazmat. Any chemical you can think of, people bring into the park, large butane cylinders, large volumes of human waste. People are habitating in such tight quarters like this.
A city estimate for the 2 latest cleanups puts the bill at $2,000 to $2,500. From 2017 to mid-2018, Eugene officials say 44 island camps on the Willamette were cleaned up to keep human waste, toxic chemicals, and junk from polluting the river.
Makes a difference.
One islander, Lorena Wrights, greets the workers cheerfully.
You don't have any trash for us to take right now?
My trash was placed in bags right outside.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
Wrights lives in a tent with her boyfriend and dog. She says they're here because they can't afford a home in Lane County. While some on this island seem wary or annoyed at the law enforcement personnel and cleanup crews here today, Wrights is appreciative.
It's not their responsibility to clean up our mess. You know, it's sad that they even have to come out here and do it. But not everybody has same values and morals. We can only do our part.
That the waste has piled up this much is largely because the islands of the Willamette are under the jurisdiction of Oregon's Department of State Lands. But an intergovernmental agreement, if approved, will let the city of Eugene enforce its park rules on local islands. Joe Waxmunsky explains how this would help.
We're waiting for that to be signed by the governor, and we're expecting that to happen by the end of the year. So we would be able to go into 2020 with park rules on islands through the city of Eugene, which would help decrease the amount of large cleanups because we would be able to visit them and institute some of our park rules a lot quicker and a lot more often.
Back at Maury Jacobs Park, Kevin Casbier adjusts piles of garbage stacked on a large flatbed truck. It's his first day working for the city of Eugene, after doing similar employment in California.
I think it's necessary. It takes both community and the police and the city to all work together and make it the best to not only protect our natural resources, but the people who are using them.
And then there's always housing affordability and shelter issues to tackle as well. For now, Eugene officials say they'll monitor the Willamette's chain of islands to better protect the environment, one garbage bag at a time. Brian Bull, KLCC News.